Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, a mass COVID vaccination site opened in Aurora today, aimed at getting more people in the black community vaccinated. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the story.
The effort is called Black Vax Aurora. In Kane and DuPage counties, the two counties Aurora is in, less than 2.5% of the 278,000 people vaccinated are black. Today, the mass vaccination site opened at the Cathedral of Grace St. John AME Church, the oldest and largest black church in Aurora. Mayor Richard Irvin.
One thing will make our community comfortable is seeing others that look like us speak with facts about the vaccine and take it ourselves.
750 appointments were filled for the site today in less than 24 hours. Governor J.B. Pritzker.
What you're doing is really best-in-class outreach. And I am very, very grateful for it. It's a model.
Vaccination efforts targeting the Latino and disabled communities will kick off later this month. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Evanston Township High School is planning to bring some students and all teachers back to classrooms next month, and that is not sitting well with the teachers' union.
Superintendent Eric Witherspoon says the high school will begin in-person instruction after spring break. He recently said that would not occur until teachers are vaccinated.
For me and for ETHS, being able to get our employees vaccinated is critical.
Right now, it's unclear whether the teachers will be vaccinated by April 2nd. The teachers union president, Gian Matthias Shelbert, told Evanston Now the superintendent is, quote, not putting students first and not putting education first, but is putting white privilege first. The teachers plan to voice their opposition during a meeting of the school board next Monday. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
There were two incidents at an apartment complex on the north side this morning. Chicago Fire Department crews were sent to a high-rise apartment building on the 4500 of North Sheridan Road, finding high levels of carbon monoxide. Four people were sent to the hospital for treatment. About half an hour later, a small fire was found in one of the apartments, sending one person to the hospital with burns. Authorities say the initial carbon monoxide problem was linked to the building furnace. And officials say people being held at the McHenry County Jail could begin receiving the COVID-19 vaccine as early as this week. The Northwest Herald reports the McHenry County Department of Health made the vaccine available to those held at the facility yesterday. Authorities say 21 people being held at the jail have tested positive for coronavirus. Caneland School District 302 wants hybrid learning to remain in place throughout the pandemic.
District 302 says it's not ready for full in-person learning. The Kane County Chronicle says District 302 officials informed parents via letter that safety protocols are not in place, and due to inequity for some of their students, bringing back specified classes, grades, or schools would not be approved by the Regional Office of Education. Paper says District 302 expects to release more details on the return to full-time learning early this summer. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
West Chicago is canceling both its Railroad Days Festival in July and Blooming Fest in May. Mayor Ruben Pineda says while strides have been made to reduce the number of those infected with COVID, we're not there yet. He adds the decision's being made with an abundance of caution and concern for all those involved and for the attending public. The University of Illinois has gotten emergency use approval for its newly developed COVID saliva test.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency use authorization for the COVID Shield test. Governor Pritzker released $20 million in CARES Act money to provide 1 million tests across Illinois' 12 public universities and 48 community colleges. U of I officials say COVID Shield has drawn interest since it was launched at the university in 2020, and they're now eager to share it. As of now, the U of I system has administered more than 1.5 million tests at its universities in Urbana-Champaign, Chicago, and Springfield. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.